Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I had an interesting encounter myself over the weekend. I was on my summer holidays for 2 days. I was in Malaga and I got on the plane on Friday evening and I take my seat, an aisle seat. And if you can picture the scene, you know, the plane has taken off and I had a couple of different series or whatever downloaded on Netflix to watch before getting on the plane. And I stick my headphones in and I'm sitting there nice and quiet watching my series. And within a few minutes, I can hear this noise, other voices, and thinking they're not voices in my head, but I can hear another loud volume coming from somewhere else. So I pull out my headphones and I turn to my right to this girl I don't know in the middle seat. And there she is, quite content, happy as Larry, sitting back, phone in her hand, watching whatever she's watching on Netflix, subtitles on, volume full blast, no headphones. For all of us, everybody sitting around her to hear. I don't know, couldn't tell you what she was watching. As I said, there were subtitles on, full volume. And the woman who was at the other side of us, sitting in the window seat with her baby, who I'd say was maybe 7 or 8 months old. I don't know how the child slept with this going on. So for the first time in my life, I turned to the girl, who I'd say was like in her 30s, old enough to have enough cop on to know this is not good playing etiquette. And I very politely said to her, Would you mind just turning the volume down a little bit? Thinking, you know, that she'd realise, God, I can't be playing this out loud for everybody to hear. So she did. That's exactly what she did, quite literally. She turned it down marginally. I'd say to maybe about 70% and continued to watch her show. And this went on for about another 20 minutes. And next thing I see her turn the volume back up again. So for the second time, I turned to her and said, can you please, would you mind turning it down a little bit? I can hear this, what she's watching, over my headphones, which were probably, I'm sure at a, you know, I don't know, 80, 70, 80% as well. I could hear her show over mine. So she continues, I couldn't believe this. Now, I thought to myself at some point, maybe I should have said this to the air hostess and let them deal with it. And I just thought, oh, you don't want to be this crank, like you're going away. I don't want to be the one causing that, you know, causing hassle. But I just thought to myself, how on earth is this acceptable? Imagine somebody asking you twice to turn it down and you still persist in listening and watching your show at full volume. And I thought to myself, people should be fined for this. There is no question, because I was reading stuff in recent days about Irish Rail and talking about fines for people who listen to audio and music out loud. And I thought, that's a brilliant idea. It's genius. Absolutely. If people want to persist in forcing the rest of the carriage or the plane to listen to what they're listening to, they should actually get some kind of a tap on the shoulder for this and face some sort of a fine. Barry Kenny is the corporate communications manager with Irish Rail. Barry, this is something you guys do. Do you actually fine commuters?
Well, look, what we want, Andrea, is for people, I suppose, to be considerate. It's one of these kind of modern manners pieces, I think, that's becoming a growing issue as more people have their devices. And look, you know, we promote the fact that you can travel by train and enjoy your movie and enjoy your Spotify or whatever and not have to worry about, you know, having hands on the wheel. So it's a, you know, it's a promotional point for us. I suppose what we do want, though, is for people to do it with consideration, as I say, and to use headphones. The aim is not to start doling out fines, but it is something our bylaws, and believe it or not, the bylaws which date from the 1980s, and hats off to whoever drafted them at the time, do actually have managed to maintain their relevance to the modern technology, because while it references playing things out loud on gramophones, it also speaks about portable devices, which covers a multitude, of course, including what we're dealing with now.
So, Barry, just to be clear, so as it stands right now, Éireann Ró Éireann have bylaws in place, which means that you cannot watch whatever you're watching on your phone or your device or whatever you're listening to. You cannot play that out loud in the carriage. This isn't a new thing you guys have introduced.
No, it's not a new thing. As I say, I think it's 1984, the current bylaws date from, that are in place. And they cover lots of things, like they cover obviously kind of paying for your fare, and they cover things like, you know, smoking or whatever as well. So, but they do cover this also. But what we want is, and our customer service officers and other people on board don't want to be, you know, in a situation where you're arguing around, you want to be able to say, look, you know, would you mind please turning that down a consideration for other people. I actually personally had a similar situation to yourself just last Friday week.
That's on
train to Waterford. Yeah,
I can't believe it. Whatever about the train, I've never in my life witnessed this in a plane before. I mean, the whole whole couple of rows around her could hear this show she was watching.
Yeah, my neighbour was playing music, not exceptionally loudly, but like, it's your music taste. It's not, you know, not something to bring onto other people. And, you know, we had a calm conversation about the matter just to try to get it resolved. And that's what you want, is that people, you know, because some people are being, you know, maybe a little bit absent-minded and not doing something like this deliberately.
I call it something else now than absent-minded, to be honest, Barry.
There's a world of difference between people kind of, you know, blaring something that is disruptive and maybe just kind of not thinking it. And it's across, I have to say, it's across generations. You do have, obviously, you know, people on FaceTime calls and things like that that can be out loud sometimes. Well, we have the quiet carriage on our Dublin Cork services, and that is something that's popular. And we would look at, is that something to introduce on other routes as well? And in the quiet carriage, we ask people not even to take or make phone calls within the carriage, that they leave the carriage if they want to do that, because it is about just, you know, part of it is customer demand.
But do you enforce it? How do you enforce that, Barry?
Well, as I say, the thing with the quiet carriage is that it's very clearly branded both when you book and when you're on the train. I have to say, the vast majority of people do observe that. I suppose ultimately our onboard staff will approach people either if they've been kind of, you know, very clearly disruptive, or if it is brought to their attention by another customer and ask them. And again, most people do respond to that. Ultimately, if somebody is literally kind of, you know, being extremely disruptive and causing trouble for us, the fine is available there for us to impose.
Ciara Mooney's joining us too, Barry. Ciara's the Managing Director of Freedom Travel and Solo Travel. Should commuters be fined for listening to music and watching Netflix in their phones without headphones, Ciara?
It depends. I think the fine, obviously, it's dependent on what they're going to be charged for it. But I think a gentle reminder, listen, would you mind turning it down? Because sometimes people don't even realise if they're looking at something, especially if they're scrolling through TikTok. People are in their own world. I've seen it so much. They're oblivious. My mother done it last week and the bloody phone was just the noise out of it. I kind of shot her a look and she's like, what? I was like, Mom, it's so loud. But my mum is half deaf. She'll kill me for saying that. But she couldn't hear or like notice that there was anything wrong with that. But I think if you're around an awful lot of people, like even I found myself in the apartment last night and I had the movie on, and I was like, rather than the neighbours having to listen, I just put in my earphones. And it just, because the music is only being played for yourself, and fair play to you for saying it to that girl on the plane.
The first time in my life I ever had. Normally I would never on Dublin bus. I get the Dublin bus every day.
My heart would be hopping out of my chest.
I kind of knew I thought to myself, I kind of thought, you know, no, I think it'll be okay. And we're on a plane, you know. But imagine, I said it twice. Didn't work.
Jesus.
Twice.
No, again, people are oblivious to it. Like, I've had a few situations now, even coming home from town on the bus one time, and I had the earphones in, because sometimes it's kind of like, listen, don't talk to me. If I have the headphones in, it's kind of like your quiet time, like you had your movies or whatever downloaded for the flight back from Malaga. But this guy was kind of looking at me as if he wanted to start a conversation, and I was like pointing to the earphones like, don't talk to me. I'm you know, tuned out. I'm on my way home from work. But when I took the headphones out, I ended up having an hour-long conversation with this guy. And it was like 5 minutes on the bus journey. And they've actually proven now, the more kind of people are talking to each other, because I think an awful lot of us now are getting annoyed with the little things sometimes. Now, I know on a plane you can't move anywhere, so it is very annoying. But sometimes if you just turn around and start talking to somebody, it's amazing how fast the journey can go then. So there's the other kind of way is the headphones are kind of cutting everybody off and everyone's in their own little world, as opposed to people getting involved in conversations.
Yeah, not everybody wants, though, to, you know, involved in a conversation, striking it up with somebody.
That's
but
true.
I suppose if you do, maybe if you're seeking that, the headphones, you know, definitely would prevent the conversation with randomers. Barry, how much do you guys fine people? What is the fine in Erna there?
Again, I would stress what we do try to do is get people to kind of cooperate in the first instance, whatever. So, like, you know, we hope the kind of fines are few and far between. But the bylaws provide for a fine of €100 for any of the penalties under it. So, say, obviously, fare evasion is the one that we would certainly police very, very strongly. But things, as I say, antisocial behaviour. But also, as I say, the playing loud, that is something that's provided for under the bylaws.
Yeah. €100, is that enough, Ciara, do you think? Is it a deterrent or is it too extreme?
I think it's definitely a deterrent. It's like if you see that kind of notice. I was in Belgium there a couple of weeks ago and they had the silent carriage. And I got on with my partner and started talking and he shushed me. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, we're having a conversation. He's like, no, this is silent. You're not allowed. We're going to have to move to a different carriage if you want to talk to me. So,
listeners got in touch to say I had the very same issue on a flight to Liverpool recently. There was a kid about 10 years of age, but the mum never even batted an eyelid to the noise. About 20 minutes in, a cabin crew member told him to turn off the device. I was never so relieved. Also, had over an hour of listening to a lady on a train recently, absolutely roaring down the phone, just totally oblivious to what, you know, how loud she was talking. How do they not realise that this is so disruptive to the other people around them? What about you, Anne? Anne is with us on the line today as well. Do you think our commuter etiquette needs to be improved?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have to say, I've never had her on the plane, thank God. And any time I has happened on the plane, I usually travel Ryanair, the air hostess be fairly quick to come down and tell them to either lower it down or use earphones. Now, I get the train to Sligo fairly regularly because I go to Donegal. So, you know, the slow coach train to 3 hours. Mm. But I can't get on Maynooth, but I usually go to Connolly because there's kind of more things to do in Connolly. And I remember getting on, it's only a few weeks back, and when it got to Maynooth, this girl got on. Now, she got on talking on the phone, and she had the, was open, like, you know what I mean? You could hear the other person on the other side. And she sat down about 3 seats ahead of me, and she was roaring down the phone, and the other one was roaring back at her. And that went on, I don't think she got off till Boyle, and she was still on it when she got off at Boyle. Do you know what I mean? And now, I think the person sitting near to her, they tell her, could she, you know,
keep
either stop the other person talking or something. But as the other girl said, they're in their own little bubble. I don't think they realise that other people can hear the conversation. Mm. I mean, I was on the Lewis there about 2 years ago, and I was heading actually to go to Connolly on the Lewis. And this girl got on halfway, because I got on in Houston, and she got on about 2 stops afterwards. And she got on as well, talking on her phone, and you could hear the other person on the other side. But we all knew in the carriage that this was a drug deal going on the phone.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And
she was,
yeah,
and we were like, you know, and where will I get that? And has he got the gear? And will he have cash? And will he have it? And if there hadn't been girls on the thing, they'd have known exactly where to get them on.
We were listening to holding.
But she's in her own little bubble, you see. They don't. They're just doing their own thing. They don't realise it. Now, if I'm on a train, I switch off my phone. I just want to either sleep or just relax. And if somebody's picking me up, my sister usually picks me up, I'll put her on maybe the stop before and then say, train's nearly due in, blah, 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 blah. But I don't want to be listening to about 25 different conversations.
Did you know about this, Anne? Were you aware that Irish Rail, you know, have these bylaws in place?
Oh, no,
there's
£100 fine. I kind of know that. I mean, I've been on trains where people, I remember being on a train once, actually it was a dart with my late partner, we were coming back from Holt, and this crowd of yobbos, is the only way I can call them, got on about 3 stops after we'd got on. They were drinking heavily, it was weather like this, and they had, one of them had a bottle of Jack Daniels with them, and the other two, now you're not allowed to drink on the train and all that, but we were terrified. They started verbally abusing then some coloured people that were on the train and, you know, commenting on what the women's shapes were like and this, that and the other. And I was terrified. And my fella was getting, and God love him, he had cancer. And I could say to him, you're not saying that, because I could see them giving him a dig, like, you know. But thankfully, it must have went further up the carriages and somebody said something. And then it stopped. The dart stopped about 2 stops afterwards, and the police came and they just legged it. Do you know what I mean?
They got off,
but
then
it was getting dangerous because they were getting drunker and drunker, and with the heat and that. Do you know what I mean?
I know. It's the last thing you want to be in a confined space like that. What about you, Margaret? Do you think we should fine people who listen to their music out loud on their phone on planes and trains?
Well, in principle, it's a great idea, Andrea. But how do you do it? By the way, I just took a small exception to the last speaker there calling the train from Dublin to Sligo a slow coach. It's a lovely journey. So to go back to the noise on the train. Mm. Yes, it is very invasive and it intrudes, and it is annoying that you have to listen to other people's conversations. But I think it goes down to this kind of modern sense of entitlement You know, I have my phone. What right? Of course, I have a right to speak to whoever I want to. And if you go into a restaurant now and just listen to the decibel levels in conversation, you can't have a conversation anymore. There isn't a quiet place anymore. It's everywhere. I don't know why, but I think it does, to a certain extent, go back to a sense of entitlement.
Right. And would you use a quiet coach that Barry mentioned? Would you use one of the... I actually have to be honest, I've never been in the quiet carriage on the train.
I didn't even know there was one. But I would.
But you would.
Yes, I would use it. Yes,
why
I
don't
would.
We have more of them?
Exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, why allow people to use their phones on the trains? Now, that said, there are charging points in the carriages for your phone, which is very handy as well. But yeah, I mean, you don't have to... You can have a conversation, but do the whole carriage load of people have to know about your granny's toothache or whatever it is?
I know the whole details of it. What about you, Patrick? Do you think we need to enforce these fines more?
We do need to, because I'm a person now that encourages people to use public transport for environmental reasons, and it should be an enjoyable experience. But what some of the speakers there this morning have described is you have people there with lack of respect for others. And this is very evident in society. And this thing that they're in their own space, respect, no matter what, where you go, you need to. And it's lacking in society right across the board. And that's what I feel. And as I said, for a person as well that worked in driver training for 15 years, I think it's very disrespectful for somebody that's right behind the driver to have a phone out loud. It's very distracting for the driver.
That's
and very
point.
Annoying.
Yeah.
So the safety reasons there as well.
And I wonder, the silent carriage, have you ever been in the silent carriage before, Patrick?
I haven't, no, but it is a space, and again, it's a space that people would like, and it wouldn't bother me, the silence thing, but like this thing, and I've seen it on buses, and I've seen it the quiet, when the bus is dormant, and when everyone is bored, and the minute it goes on the road, they're talking the whole way down, and you can hear them, the whole bus can hear them, and as I said, I give them a couple of looks, and you might as well be looking out the window, because they just totally ignore
no
you
heat.
And they are in their own space, but it's a totally disrespectful space.
The texter tells me Air France will not allow you under any circumstances to play your movie or music out loud on their flights, and the air hostess or attendants will immediately come and tap you on the shoulder and ask you to switch it off or put headphones in. The airlines, Air France, will not allow you to play anything like that out loud. I think it's a great idea. More airlines should follow suit. Darren is with us on the line. Darren, do you think we need fines for people who do this?
Yeah, I think if it's a case that it is being intrusive enough and there has been repeated offences, then yeah, I'd be happy enough if the outcome was that it brought more quiet, more quiet carriages. In general, less disrespectful behaviour. You know, there definitely reaches a point where, you know, you're taking advantage of the fact that you can have your phone up loud and it is being an inconvenience or more of an inconvenience, more than an inconvenience to other passengers. Mm-hmm. It's a public place. You know, where's the awareness gone that you're sharing this space with other people?
Well, there's a total lack of awareness.
Absolutely, a total lack of awareness. And I know there's only so much you can attribute to ignorance, but people weren't dragged off. You're aware of you should be aware of your surroundings, aware that you're sharing that space with other people. And your phones are cheap. You know, that gives you plenty of avenues or options to listen to your media, or the classic putting the phone up to the ear. You know, if I don't have earphones with me, I'll put the volume down and I'll put the speaker right up to my ear. I'm not going to inconvenience the people that are around me.
Listener wondering how many fines have been issued. Do you know that, Barry Kenny? How many fines, many of these 100 euro fines have been handed out to people?
I don't know the number, but we do issue them. I think a lot of the time what we'll do is if people are being kind of disruptive on multiple fronts, it'll kind of be a throw the book kind of an approach, whatever. As I say, our preference always is that you can have a kind of a quiet conversation, have somebody kind of cooperate and work along with our staff on board, whatever. And I think one of the points earlier, I think it was Kira mentioned, whatever, it is a point that things like TikTok, there is an absent-mindedness there where somebody might kind of literally kind of click on one, see us, the next thing, that three or four in and be disruptive. So you do need to think to kind of, you know, assess the situation, say, right, is this somebody that is, you know, literally couldn't care less, trying to disrupt the carriage, or somebody that just needs to have a quick word?
Yeah, €100 is how much Irish Rail fines people for this. Mary's got in touch. She says, fine them 300. That might reduce their selfish, ignorant behaviour. Would you increase the fine, Barry?
Look, I mean, the bylaws are fairly fixed, whatever. I don't think there's any particular kind of, I think it's a significant deterrent as it is. But as I say, kind of this is about kind of working with people rather than beating them over the head with fines as much as we can.
Another listener wondering about the quiet coaches. They're fantastic. It's 3.5 hours of bliss from Dublin to Cork, according to Chris. Will you introduce more of them?
2.5 hours, that's the journey time from Dublin to Cork. If it was 3.5 hours, there was an issue. We are looking at expanding it further, probably Dublin-Belfast first. The reason we went to Dublin-Cork is we've got the hourly service, so there's lots of capacity, so it's about kind of managing that demand. And I think as we expand service in the future, it is something we would look at expanding it further.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I would introduce the quiet coaching on the Ryanair flight, but I am fully in favour of fines for people who persist, even after being told twice to put headphones in or turn the volume down. I'm completely behind this suggestion today. Listener, really interesting text here. This listener tells me, my elderly mother regularly takes the Dublin to Cork train. A couple of weeks ago, in first class, she was sitting down reading the paper when the man opposite her started talking loudly about his client. He was a barrister. It was all what would be considered confidential information, and he just loudly discussed the ins and outs of the case. My mum asked him to please take his call elsewhere because she was trying to read the paper. He laid into her. Nobody intervened. She was left really shaken. This was a barrister, seemingly a professional person. He was as ignorant as they come, says this listener. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Barry Kenny from Aaron Rotherin, Kira Ann, Margaret, Patrick, Darren. Huge amount of people. I have a poll on my own Instagram account today at Andrea Gilligan 1 asking people, are you in favour of fining passengers who listen to their music and Netflix series out loud? 93% of you say yes, people should be fined. 4% say definitely not. And 3 people have got in touch with me to tell me that they think a €100 fine is too extreme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.